Welcome to this Monday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. I'm Dave Ball, and today we'll be talking with John Coors. And many of you know the Coors name is one of the most recognizable names in the brewing business. And what you probably don't know is the inspiring journey that God has taken John Coors on for the past 16 years. And in just a little bit, you'll be meeting John and hear his story. But first, Chuck, it is hard to believe we're in the last week of October already, just a few weeks from now, with the holiday season is getting underway. And this season is going to be tough for a lot of people.
Well, Dave, I think a lot of people are already thinking about ways that they can cut back on all of their consumer spending. I've been taking a random poll of friends and saying, are you cutting back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Johnny, what's your answer? Yep, Johnny's cutting back. I mean, all of us are thinking about pulling in our horns, not spending as much money. And normally, Christmas time is where we can really go overboard.
Sure.
And I think we need to be helping our listeners to get ready for that. And one of the things that we're going to do is to shop more online. We're going to drive less. We're going to do more price comparisons online. And there's a lot of online retailers that are going to be offering good deals this year because they're looking for business as well. Another thing we're going to do, and what I would recommend that everyone does, is avoid that madness right after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that we kind of forget about Christmas until then, and then we rush out and we start almost like it's a competition of how much we can grab up before other people get it. That has never made sense to me.
Yeah.
And so I would recommend don't do it. Get your shopping done earlier than that and stay home on that day because it just kind of gets momentum if you get into the fray. And then the third thing is you could consider having a no-purchase Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, all the gift exchange in the home, you can't spend money. And come up with unique ideas, things you have to make, things you have to bake. I know you and your family do some of those things too, don't you?
Oh, Dave? Sure. Yeah. I mean, we've done the whole idea of creating coupons for the kids. Will do that for washing the car or babysitting, any number of things, but coupons and that gift of time is always a big one.
And Dave, you and your family have even spent Christmas Day out helping the homeless.
And that was the highlight of the whole Christmas season for us.
And do you also have ways that you make homemade presents and things like that?
Oh, sure. There's all kinds of crafts and baked goods that we give. Again, with a large family, one of the other things that we've done is we've just said, instead of giving gifts to extended family, we all pick one family or one person in that family and give a gift that way rather than to each one. And that cuts down the number of gifts.
Yeah, great idea, Dave.
Well, we'll put these ideas and others up on crown.org, and you can find them there, along with an article Chuck wrote last year on this very same subject. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by our guest, John Coors. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today's guest is John K. Coors. John, it is a privilege to introduce you to our audience. Welcome to Money Life.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be with you today.
Well, I know that you've got a wonderful Christian testimony, so tell us just a little bit about yourself, your family, and your personal walk with the Lord.
Well, I think I'll start maybe in reverse order there and begin with my personal walk with the Lord. Began at an early age, at the age of six. I had the incredible blessing of having a Christian mother who introduced me to Jesus at that young age. So that was the beginning of my journey with Christ, and so my testimony is really not so much the mess that God rescued me out of, but more of what God has saved me from and for. As far as family. I have been married to my wife, Sharna, now for 31 years, and we have 10 children. Six of those children are adopted and four biological, and they range in age from 28 to 8 years old.
Wow. Well, I want to learn a little bit more about that in a minute, John, but tell us what you're doing today. What are the things you're involved in right now?
Well, my day job, I guess, is chairman and CEO of a company called Coors Tech. We're a manufacturer of advanced technical ceramics that are used in all sorts of applications, from computer chips to oil and gas to automobiles to body armor for our troops.
Well, John, you grew up in an organization, a family business that is a very recognized name brand in this country and probably other parts of the world. But you had a decision to make to change the direction of your life from being a part of the family business and then doing something totally different. What brought that decision about, and what was God doing in your heart at that time to lead you in a different direction than the family business?
Well, let me give you a little bit of my background and preparation to be in the family business. Of course, you're referring to the brewing business. And I had spent really my entire life preparing for working in the brewing business, particularly in the part that is in the production of beer. I have a chemical engineering undergraduate degree and a master's in biochemistry and a doctor of engineering in brewing science that I got at the Technical University of Munich. So I spent my educational career learning about making beer. I spent my work days there as from my late teenage years and grew to the point actually where I was, most people don't know this, but the Coors Brewery in Golden is the largest single brewery in the world. And they make 600 million gallons of beer a year. That's a lot of beer. And I was in charge of the brewing operations for the Coors Brewing Company. And in 1992, God had other things in mind for me and my family that I didn't actually understand or appreciate. 1992 was a really pivotal year for me for lots of reasons. That was the year that God spoke to my wife and me about this whole issue of adoption, and we can talk more about that later if you'd like, but that was when our adoption journey began. And it was also the year when God put a very fundamental choice before us, and the choice he made very clear, and it was to continue down the path that I had been on and to continue working at the Coors Brewing Company and the career that I had set out upon, or to take a new path, a path that I didn't know where it was going, but I clearly understood that it was the direction that God wanted me to take. And so my wife and I spent lots of time praying and wrestling and trying to understand, is this really what God is asking us to do? And at the end of the day, when the decision had to be made, we decided to leave what we knew, leave what we were good at, leave where our identity was, and start a whole new journey. And that was, like I said, a journey that I didn't know where it was going.
Well, in 1992, you also experienced the opportunity to adopt, and you and your wife chose to adopt. Was that a part of God's work in changing your life, John?
Very much so. You know, adoption was a foreign concept for me. in those days, it sounds like forever ago, but in those days, there wasn't a lot of discussion about adoption, and I don't know if I even knew anybody who was adopted, although I'm sure I did, but nobody talked about it. My wife had grown up in a family who had assisted with the baby lift for children out of Vietnam and had fostered children and had known people who had adopted children. And it had been a part of her heart since she was a small child. For me, it was not part of my heart at all. And so God had to work in me to open my heart to that whole concept and idea, that incredibly beautiful image of what God does for us, that whole idea of adopting somebody from outside your family into your family. And so that process began in 1992.
So you had four biological children, and then you started adopting more. Now six, it sounds like, are in the quiver,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And where was your first adoption, John?
Our first adoption, we had wanted to adopt out of China. And for those who have tried to adopt out of China, sometimes that door opens and sometimes it closes. And so we began the process to adopt out of China. That door closed. But working with our adoption agency, they were able to bring us together with a young unwed mother from Japan. So our first adopted child has Japanese heritage.
And what about the rest?
Oh, so we ended up adopting out of China. So we have two Chinese children. We have one from Bulgaria. And then we have two African Americans. One of our African American children was actually born to a Kenyan mother.
Well, John, I know that you have a great passion for the people of Africa now, and God's done some unique work through you, taking many of the things that you know about technology and manufacturing and bringing practical solutions to the people of Africa. When we come back in just a moment, John, I want to hear more about your passion and how you use your business to impact ministry and lives across the world. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back with more from John Coors.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is John Coors. John, you've taken what God has given you, both in your time and your talents and your treasure, and you've used it to serve other people, and particularly you have a passion for the people of Africa. What brought that about, John? Was there some catalyst that made that just ignite in your own heart?
Well, the passion was really ignited with the adoption of our fourth adopted child, whose birth mother was Kenyan. And I had been to Africa a few times for business before, but I wanted to go back to the country of his roots, if you will, and learn more about, you know, where his heritage was. So I was flying one night from Europe down to East Africa, and during that flight, you cross over the Sahara Desert. And I woke up in the middle of the night. It was a night flight, and looked out the window just as we were crossing the Sahara Desert and then passing into sub-Saharan Africa. And as I looked out the window, just looking at the landscape down below, one thing that struck me was that there wasn't a single light. And I knew enough to know that there were millions of people below, but I didn't see any light. And that struck me as odd. And as I was thinking about it, I felt like God spoke very clearly to my heart and gave me an invitation to help him show his love to those people down below. And when I responded to that with a nervous yes, I guess, a plan float into my mind that I wrote down, and that plan has become known as the Circle of Light. And it's using the platform of modern energy to minister to people in the rural parts of Africa.
Well, John, what does that mean, using the platform of modern energy? Unpack that for me a little bit.
Well, it's a little difficult for Americans to understand for sure, but 800 million people live south of the Sahara Desert in Africa. And of those 800 million people, 600 million still cook with wood and have no access to electricity. I had no clue about that at the time, but I've learned that since. So if you can imagine a scenario where people have no access to what we take for granted, and in the way of energy, and they're struggling to improve their lives and struggling to improve the lives of their communities and their countries with no access to modern energy, it's a very difficult task. And so we use that platform, bringing modern lighting and cooking into communities, as a way to demonstrate Christ's love for them. They very quickly and easily make the connection between physical light and spiritual light. They love the fact that, that people care about them when they really view themselves as hopeless. The biggest issue we deal with is hopelessness in regions that we work. And so the platform, meeting the physical needs of modern energy, is how we gain access and demonstrate tangible love to people. But then their hearts are open to much greater and broader spiritual and physical ministry at that point.
John, I can certainly understand the impact that that type of service and ministry and technology would have for those who are being helped. But how has this ministry impacted your own life? What has it meant to you?
You know, it's so profound to be able to get out of your own little world and your own little worries and concerns and begin to deal with folks that are, in many ways, just like us. They have exactly the same aspirations and desires and needs and wants, but have no... they can't imagine any way of improving their lives. And so when you get into that environment, it gets you out of your own little petty stuff and gives you an opportunity to think about and to help those that have no other way of getting there. You know, I was just came back from Africa, and I was there for the 2 weeks when the financial meltdown was happening on Wall Street. And I, of course, heard snippets here and there, but I was in communities, actually in a country, that has 95% unemployment in Mozambique. And where the job of the women of the household is to go and gather firewood. And so you see women gathering firewood and carrying 10, 20, 30 pounds of firewood on their head so they can go back and cook meals. And it certainly gives a different perspective of the things that are important and what life's all about.
Well, John, I know that you've got a great, compelling vision for this work. What's the ultimate goal of Circle of Light, and how can other people get connected with your vision?
My goal for Circle of Light's pretty simple. There are 600 million people in sub-Saharan Africa who need modern energy. I would like to impact 100 million of them. If God's with us and moves forward, we would like to actually provide electrical service to 1 million homes. That directly impacts 10 million people and indirectly impacts 100 million because of the communities that they live in. So that's our goal, is to bring modern energy services to 1 million households in sub-Saharan Africa.
And John, how can people get involved with Circle of Light?
The easiest way is to go to our website, which is lightforafrica.org. Light4Africa.org.
Well, John, it has been inspiring to have you on the program today. I hope you'll come back and keep us posted.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, as we closed out the last segment with John Coors, John gave us some information about how to contact his ministry. And would you mind taking a minute just reiterate that and let people know how they can find out more about this mission in Africa?
Well, that website is called lightforafrica.org, and that's the number four in the middle. That's www.lightforafrica.org. And that's the ministry that John started based on his passion to help bring light to Africa. And, you know, we were talking off the air with John. I share a similar passion because I, too, believe that God's called all of us to help bring light to wherever there's darkness, and particularly the spiritual light, which is what John wants to do in conjunction with this new technology where he's actually bringing physical light, new forms of electricity. And I think it's such a wonderful thing, Dave, because on this program, we've been saying that God is about helping you make money. God's there to help you to earn a living, to make money. He wants you to manage it wisely, and he wants you to use it to fulfill his purposes for your life. And John is a very inspiring example about that. You know, even during this down economy, I think it's time for all of us to think, why are we here? We're not here just to get through a down economy. This is a time to help others, Dave. And I think that's why Christians have been put in this country, to be the salt and the light, to bring people into the hope that comes from the gospel, to trust in Christ during hard times. We're not used to that. But those days are here, Dave. And that's why we created this feature on crown.org called Hope, Help, and Insight. And I hope you'll join us there. You can find some of my newer video updates that we've been posting now more regularly, and you can get into dialogue with us. We want to hear from you. We want to get your questions, your feedback, and allow you to minister with other people who are needing help, hope, and insight. Dave, we called for a season of fasting and prayer. I've been encouraged by that, and I know you're going on that journey as well. How are you doing?
Well, you know, Chuck, there are good days and there are tough days. But on the tough days, it is really amazing to see how God fills that void and how he allows that hunger and that desire for those physical things to actually draw me back to him. And it's been a very sweet time.
Well, it's interesting to me, Dave. You never know how God's going to use something like that. But that's what he put on our hearts here, is to turn to the Lord for economic healing, for economic deliverance, because we believe he's capable of that. Mm-hmm. It's not just an activity. It's something we truly believe. That message resonated all the way across the ocean, Dave. Even now, we've just received a request to be interviewed by a French television station for the unusual things that we're doing as Christians to deal with this financial crisis. And I think that's going to be a great opportunity to get the gospel out. And God's going to use all of our efforts to bring him glory.
Well, if you'd like to join us on this journey in this season of prayer and fasting, go to crown.org, and there at the top of the homepage, you'll find the banner that says Hope, Help, and Insight. If you'll click on that, you'll find all the information about how to join us in this journey. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for being with us for this edition of Money Life.